October 11th, 2023, budget workshop.
I know, be careful.
This is where we put you on the rack.
Okay.
Nah, it's all good, all good. Okay, so we, as you know, the account is 7140 for rec. Mm-hmm. That begins with playgrounds and recreation. Just want to give, I'm giving all the department heads a quick overview of what we did with the budget, what I did with the budget before it was delivered to the town board members. Total budget is about $9.7 million. And what we do is we utilize revenues and fund balance to make sure we have a balanced budget. So, and taxes. So we'll start with taxes. There's basically just over $2.44 million that we raise in taxes. We again stay underneath the tax cap, which means we are limited in the additional spending that we can have, and staying under the tax cap allows us to have an additional $58,703 in spending. And most importantly, we dropped the tax rate by 6.06% from this year's rate of 0.906998 to 0.852070 per thousand of assessed value. So that's fabulous news there. We don't use any fund balance to balance the budget from the general fund. And the total amount of fund balance is $374,509. When I took over, it was almost $1 million that we were using in fund balance to balance the budget. So we've come a long way, and we don't use fund balance in some of the different respective funds. We have across the board 3% raise for employees built into the budget, except for one, which is janitor, because we're going to be losing him, and I have a little bit higher number hourly rate in there because we won't be able to find anybody at the rate we're paying him right now. Let's see, what else is important for you to know? I guess that's all you need to know right now. All right, so starting with A7140 Playgrounds and Recreation, as they indicated, the hourly rates and salaries have a 3% increase in there. Going down to equipment, the request was for $700 for push mower. I left that in there. There's a request for bases. I left that in there at 369. Mm-hmm. Was at 389. Miscellaneous tools, I left your asking at 1,000. Same with disc golf equipment installation at 3,100. Moving down to AED units, you had asked for $1,500. I put that in. The mower, snow blower, and accessories, your total request was $62,200. I cut that down to $40,400 because I think your ask included a lot of the implements.
Yep.
And because that's such an expensive piece of equipment, we don't have to buy all the implements in 1 year. We can do it over a period of time. Most important part is getting the tractor.
Yep.
The super sopper for wet fields, you asked for $1,300. That's in there. The $400 from miscellaneous is in there as well. So the 0.2 account, why is that number so different?
Great question.
Well, you had the 85.9 that you kind of skipped over. Isn't that high end?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, so what was the 85.9?
That was for a big mower in case, because we want to add more fields. So it was going to be one of the big lawn mowers.
Oh, okay. So I did not put that in.
Yep.
Would that be to replace the 10-footer Batwing?
Oh, soon. No, the...
Is that a Tesla or a Kubota?
No.
The minute you said it, the bigger one.
We mowed it.
The main...
No. The one that we use the main field's got the bagger built into it, mower all, three mower pieces.
It's a cream color. Why am I thinking of the name of it?
Gotcha.
You know what I'm talking.
All right, so the ask was $156,469, and I have $48,769 in there for the 0.2 account. Moving down to park improvements, you asked for $9,000. That's in there. Field characterization, you didn't give us a number on that, but I plugged in 16,000 because that's what we adopted
contractual, yeah,
last year. MyRec.com, that's the platform for on the internet, right?
What I like to move forward with, yeah. Yep.
You had asked for 3,300, that's in there as well. Contractual services for dumpsters, and toilets. You didn't have a number in there, but I plugged in 7,500, which was in the adopted budget last year. Right?
It's based off of spending this year.
Yeah.
But it's based, yeah.
Yeah. Other contractual, we plugged in 75,000 because you didn't have a number in there. So what goes in that category for other contractual?
That's everything else that the park would use if they need parts for something.
Okay. All right, so we want to make sure you had
100%. Those are the things I just didn't know how to handle. Yeah. I appreciate it.
So the .4 account, the request was for $12,300, and I have $110,800 in there. Any questions on that?
Well, I do, but I don't know if you want to talk at the end about everything or not.
Oh, as we go through it, bring it up.
Oh, then, okay. So the Ventrex, yep. The 62.2 and 40.4.
Yep.
So you, on that end of it, I actually, so this was, how do I quote it? The quote didn't come back in prior to me putting my numbers in for the meeting, before this went through. So I had a full conversation with the Ventrex rep. Mm-hmm. It's fine if it's the vacuum collection system and the main machine. Mm-hmm. So with our New York State discount or our contractual discount, mm-hmm. that brings us down about $4,800. What I found out also was this Ventrex does not come with a lawnmower. So to add the lawnmower in, it's about $4,600. So it's a wash. I mean, we can do all that and add the lawnmower deck on top of it because okay. the grass collection system won't work well without the mower. Mm-hmm. So that would be another – it's really a wash at the end of the day, big picture. So that's easy. The secondary part that we found out from the dealer was the three parts that need to be added to have this work as a group.
What parts?
So it's a vacuum boot that connects the vacuum to the mower part. Mm. That's about $435.
Okay.
The 12-volt battery that goes in the front that connects any part of the machine that has to be used for the front access or anything in front, that's $330.
Okay.
Well, I say the discount, the contractual. The three-point hitch, which is going to carry and move the system, is $2,200.
That's ridiculous. They're selling a freaking tractor. It doesn't come with three-point hitch.
Does not. So that's a total of about $3,000.
Okay. Well, I think we've got enough built in to cover that based on the numbers we just went through with mm-hmm. the increases I added. So we should be able to accommodate you on that.
And I think the one main sticking point talking with Jeremy was the $2,200 hitch with the mower on there, working with Jeremy, adopting the budget as you've provided. I believe that we can finagle the accessory, if this budget is adopted, to purchase that. I believe that we have the funds from this year's budget to get that hitch if needed in advance.
Buy the hitch before we buy the tractor?
I think I were set to go with the tractor or at least put that money there. Again, I don't mind putting the money elsewhere, but obviously if we're not going to have them...
Who are you dealing with on the Ventrex rep? Or
yes, directly. This one was for Grassland. His name is Brent, but I have three different quotes from three, but they're all about the same.
Yeah. Well, let me reach out to me so I can call Capital Tractor, which is a dealer in Ventrex.
Yep.
My information is going to be my gentleman that I've spoken to over there as well to make sure that we are getting the correct information. Other sources that we've done this with, we've found that we didn't get everything we needed. So
no, that's 100% fine.
And
I know.
I would run all the information that you've got directly. Is this a dealer or is it directly from Ventrex?
No, this is a localized dealer out of Latham.
All right, yeah. So I've done business with them, done business with a lot of them.
Sure.
I would talk to somebody that we haven't established
I have no problem.
Relationship with.
Talk a little bit more.
Just budget-wise, I guess, having gone through Jeremy, the number that you have in there, I'm comfortable that we can make this machine work, and it's the right machine to go forward with.
Okay. All right. Anything else on that?
You were pointing out that you're still going to be short. Are we going to take it from somewhere else? Is that what you're pointing out?
I think that we're going to be, going off everything with Jeremy, that number that's there, we're going to be able to make work. And if there's any other money that was needed, there's line items on here that would be where we're talking about approximately less than $1,000.
Okay.
We can make it work with the total rec budget.
Okay.
If this budget was to be adopted.
All right.
And I believe you've been working with Jeffrey as well.
Yeah.
They are comfortable with that.
Yeah. Too. Like I said, if this goes through and we can buy the machine parts earlier going into this budget next year, then I'm okay with that. We can figure that part out. The only other thing that we had was Bruce recently brought this up to my attention. It's probably a good suggestion before it should have been before the budget, but maybe adopting two more porta potties into the park for all next year. I think we'll have the money anyway, but I just think right now this was for the two already in place. But
what line is that?
It's
going to come out of contractual.
Contractual.
It's right in the line of service contract.
Service contractual.
$500. That's dumpster and porta potties. Jeffrey, was your number the actual number we're paying this year? Because obviously we've been
$258 every.
We've been gifted
the dumpsters.
Dumpsters. I don't know if that's going to stop with the projected sale of that company that has been giving that to us. So does our number actually include this? We have to actually include the service, not our real number this year.
I will check up on that for you.
Okay. Because that was going to be my concern as the last 2 years, 3 years.
Was that a one-year contract?
Twin Bridge is the last 2 years that I've been on the board have given us waste service for free.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to make sure I heard Jeffrey say that that's our real number. I want to make sure that our real number is calculated in.
Weren't we still including monies for it even though it was free?
And yes.
They gave us some room. Mm-hmm. So we should be good for the porta potties,
right? The porta potties are $258.
Free service again.
Yeah, they're $258 for two for every 28 days. We talked about this today, so they actually get 13 payments. It's a nice trick they do every 28 days. Mm-hmm. But that's would be another of that because we just they were filled a lot. I mean, just the accessibility and the amount of people we had in the park.
Yeah.
So it might be a good option.
All right. Anything else on playgrounds?
Lastly, but I'm going to buy it this year, was the 1500. I did request two. I think just didn't come over right. But for the AEDs, I think we need two for next year. I should have enough money in the budget from this year to carry and buy one. Because I want to put one in the boys' little league and one in the into the beach.
So you're buying some this year and you still need this in there for next year?
Well, I didn't buy any of this year. Again, Jeff and I went through a budget lot of what is still remaining this year.
We have money for this year.
Right, so I still may be able to buy them for this year.
Okay, so you may not have to.
Right.
All right, well, we'll still leave it in because that'll help.
I think it would be good to get one off this year with the remaining.
Then buy one extra.
But it's just a catcher bill for this.
Well, we have to get one anyways down at the beach because we got tagged on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have one or was out of service?
We don't have. So we only have two right now. We have one at the main building in Bruce's office there, and we have one at softball. It's only two. And the third one.
At the beach.
Right here's the third one we have.
I think that was one of the insurance things.
Yeah, because I remember authorizing the purchase of one.
Yeah. No, the only three I've ever found was here, there, and there. So I think the beach needs one, and I believe Boys Little League should have one. Mm-hmm. Just to kind of cover
for
the park.
For some reason, I mean. I know you've looked high and low, but for some reason I thought we had one. We were going to check to see what we bought. Last time we bought supplies, did we buy supplies for three or four devices?
Three.
Oh, for only three?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and then I got to find the key for this thing. But
I believe we have the money for the one to be at the beach this year already.
I agree.
And this one was going to be for the ass to go to
the boys' side of the park.
Okay. And then all of our main structures throughout the rec are had one in themselves.
Perfect. Anything else on 7140?
No, that will do it.
So, now we go to 7310, A7310, which is youth programs.
Yep.
And what did we do? We do a 3% with those, or did we accommodate for lifeguards?
These are based off of this year's figures as well.
Okay.
Right. Same structure. Yes.
All right. So we've got for senior lifeguards, two of them, we've got $19,000 in there. And then for lifeguards, we've got $9,000. There was no ask for that, but we plugged it in anyway. The contractual for our current programs. I didn't have a number, but I plugged in $12,000 because last year's number was $10,000.
Okay.
And for new programming, we had $2,000 there last year. I plugged it in again for this year.
Okay.
So that means the point four account is 14,000, even though the ask was zero. Moving on to I guess that's it. Any questions on 7310?
All right, A8810.
Cemeteries. So the adopted budget, we had $6,532 in for 23. I didn't have a figure presented, so I plugged in 3,000, I think, based on current year's expenditures for that. And then moving down to miscellaneous contractual, again, we had adopted a budget of 1,500. I just plugged that number back in again for this year. So the total appropriation is 4,500.
Pretty straightforward. Final page is HT7180. It's the last yellow page in your binder.
All right, townwide recreational capital project HT7180. We have in there 2024. I think that was my request.
Yes.
Is that you got the number? Did you get the number for me, or did we just plug it in?
I did. I gave you multiple numbers.
Okay. Yeah. So
wood, metal. Whatever.
We plugged in 10,000. This would be for down off of Nolan Road. Mm-hmm. I think it'll be a great addition as we complete that trail to actually have a nice removable dock that people can pull up on watercraft if they so choose. Coming from other areas on the river, use the walking trail, etc. Maybe meet people in the parking lot there. Yet we'll still be able to remove it for winter. Mm-hmm. And if we have additional funds left over from that, I'd like to redo the boat launch area because sure. It's kind of in rough shape right now. And you know, if that's going to be a premier trailhead, I'd like to, you know, do our best to make it look nice.
For sure.
So that's that total on the HT7180 page. Any questions on that?
This is the one I do have questions on. So I know one of the big goals for this year into next year is build a storage building for.
I was going to try to catch you before this. What we talked about is going to be for the next town board meeting, not for the 2024 budget, and what we discussed will work for this year.
Okay.
So that's...
very pleased to hear we're going to be moving on that because the town board has funded that for multiple years.
Is there handouts? No, I got handouts, Candy.
So for the quick just topic, not discussion, the topic is the $55,000 that we still have in the townwide recreational fund, and Jeremy has been working to get a cold storage building that is going to fall within that and to be built and installed at that price. Again, this will be full discussion and full paperwork to the supervisor's office and to us and before the next town meeting because we are going to be under a
permissive referendum for 30 days. Mm-hmm. So
so it'll be next meeting for sure.
Yeah, we won't be able to actually purchase it until the 30 days expires in case somebody wants to force a vote on it.
And how does the whole cement and the front pad?
And that would be part of it. The cement would be again going for out of the rec.
You'd have to open a PO if you're not going to do it this year, so that comes out of this year's books, not next year's budget.
And then the concrete will walk through in 2024 the same way that we will present it to the board, and if I'm still the rec liaison, the same way that we purchased the Kubota tractor, it would be coming out of those funds.
So it still comes out of the HD.
I don't know if that's the correct term. What's the
It comes out of this fund right here, capital. Yeah, they call the HT this one.
But again, it would be up to the board, and then it would be up to the 30-day window as well.
Okay. I won't give you my handouts then. Mm-hmm. I do have handouts of what I was looking at.
So yeah, so save those and get them in.
Get them in early
for the board meeting, because I'm sure the board members will be more than happy to.
Well, I'm waiting for a real quote to make sure it's structurally sound for the snow.
Oh, yes, and I really like real quotes.
Yes, that's what I mean. I mean, I can get a quote all you want here, starting at. That doesn't work. So, yes.
All right. Perfect. Thank you, Jeremy.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Assessor's office. Is Leah available?
She is. It's going to be A1355.
Oh, we're only 5 minutes
off. That was going to be the long one. I knew it, so I'm glad
to hear. Well, you did all the talking. I just listened, so we're going to put the thing right here.
I'm okay with that.
You have Mark's on
the other. Hi, everybody. Hi.
Hello, how are you?
Hello.
How are you?
Great, how are you?
So, we are on to Assessor, which is account A1355, and Before we do that, just want to give you a brief overview of the town budget. This year's budget constitutes over $9.7 million in appropriations. To balance the budget, we use anticipated revenues, we use fund balance, and we use taxes. This budget is put together staying underneath the tax cap, 2% tax cap. And what that means is we are only able to increase spending by $58,730. We used, or I used, $374,509 in fund balance. To balance the budget, that's cumulative for all the different funds, except for the general fund. We didn't use any fund balance out of that to balance the budget, which is great because the fund balance had been hemorrhaging when I took over. And the total fund balance reduction in balancing this budget when I took over, it's almost $1 million. It's going to be $374,509. So we've come a long way. The tax rate, which you probably already know, with the proposed tentative budget, it would be reduced from 0.906998 cents per thousand to 0.852070 per thousand. And what that does is it represents a 6.06% reduction in tax rate on top of last year's 4.25% reduction in tax rate. So I think it's a very solid budget that we put together. And we continue to position the town in sound financial position moving forward. Just in general on salaries, I did 3% across the board. Whether it's salary or hourly, except for the janitor's position, which was a little bit higher because he's going to be retiring. And if we have to do a service, it's going to cost us a whole lot more, so we bumped that up a little bit. So that's that. So we'll start with personnel services. You can see the number of what 3% is in there. The request was $76,745 with the 3% increase, $72,449. That was for the assessor. For the senior assessment clerk, the request was for $48,000 with the 3% increase. It would be $45,895. Moving down to contractual. The request was for $15,000 for department contractual in the 0.4 account, and I put that in there. We've got legal fees in at $100,000, again, same as last year. Social services, we plugged in the number that was adopted last year, $47,500. I'm sorry, special services, not social services. Unless you want to wear two hats.
Sometimes it kills like I do.
That's in there at $47,500, same as last year. So the total appropriation request was $287,245. We have it in this tentative budget at $280,844. So any questions, comments on that?
No, I don't think so.
Anybody else?
Not on this page, no.
All right, so what's the next piece?
That's it.
We don't have one more? Well, almost wasn't even worth
There is our proposal is behind it.
I know you have some very, very, very busy times. So thank you.
I do. You're welcome.
And congratulations on your ascension to your leadership position with the State Assessors Association.
I appreciate that. Thank
you. It's great to you know, not only see somebody attain that position, but to have them be a town employee is fabulous.
Yeah, I'm very proud of that. It's actually a huge, huge deal. The prior assessor attempted to obtain her IAO designation 3 times and was unsuccessful, and the failure rate on that test is 80%. I am a very small success rate in a large pool of people, and I am...
Good job.
Yeah, it's huge.
Good job.
Yeah, good job.
Thank you.
I did have a conversation with you earlier today. I spoke to the supervisor. Those are conversations for later, but I heard you.
Thanks, Alan. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that.
All righty. Well, thank you for coming in.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in late, too.
Yeah, no problem.
You never saw me this morning. Are you coming in?
Water and
soup. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yes, there's a little section for it. CW.
Yeah. We'll take care of that.
Okay, no problem.
CW 8310.
CW 8310?
Should have a water tap, water sewer tap. Oh yeah.
Mike's holding us up. Is he out there?
I heard him talking earlier. Heard this.
I have no one yet. I'll let you fight it first.
No.
It looks like it's a
Mark fell covered with
a stump.
Hey Mike.
Helen?
Hi, Mike.
How are you?
Good.
Good, good, good.
So, Mike, we're going to start with CW 8310 and the general fund. Before that, just want to give you a brief overview of the tentative budget. The total budget in appropriations is just over $9.7 million for this year and is balanced by using or projecting over $6.8 million in revenues. Utilizing over $374,000 in fund balance, and with the remainder through taxes, which will raise just over $2.44 million to balance it. We stayed underneath the tax cap, as we always do, and I'm committed to doing. So what that means, it only allowed for additional $58,730 in spending. Tax rate is going to be decreased with the tentative budget. From 0.906998 per assessed thousand down to 0.852070 of assessed thousand, which is a 6.06% reduction in tax rate, which piggybacks on last year's 4.25% reduction in tax rate. We didn't use any fund balance from the general fund to balance the general fund. And one of the reasons that it appears that we have a high number for fund balance, it could have been much lower, is that we have earmarked $210,000 for painting of the water tower tank, which we have budgeted for in the past and never got done.
Right.
So had that gotten done, that would be, you know, help our use of fund balance even more. And in salaries, we plug them in at 3% across the board, as well as the hourly rate. So that's how we got to the numbers for personal services, and they include water superintendent at 550 hours at. The request was 35,939. 3% makes it 35,591. The assistant position request was for 51,248. We have it in there at 52,839.
Can we get some clarification on that one, Jeffrey? It looks like you gave him a 6% raise. I'm just doing. There's $3,000 difference between the 49.2 and the 52 and three.
That's because so he was hired at a higher rate than what was adopted. So his rate, he's at 40. Oh man, I don't know off the top of my head.
I don't think he's over 50 though, so I'm not sure how he'd get to 52.8 because 3% of 100 grand would be a 3 grand.
I'll check in on that one too.
Perfect, thank you.
Can you send an email when you get the answer to the board?
I am. I'm going to give an update to everybody on all these issues that are coming up.
Great. Okay.
The clerk, is that split between water and sewer?
Correct.
That is split.
Or water and
the billing coordinator side, yes.
Yep.
50-50, 60-40?
50-50. 50-50. Okay. Yeah, so the that number's in there at 22,506. So total amount for personal services, request was $127,201. Tentative budget has $110,936. Under equipment, we had a request for a new vehicle at $60,000. I plugged it in. We had a request for additional master meters with the radio read in the amount of $22,500. I also plugged that in. So the total for the .2 account, the request was $82,500. That's the number I plugged in there.
One thing on the equipment, we have three vehicles right now in the water department, and the intent would be to sell, you know, them. Mm-hmm. Park and Rec has expressed some interest in one, so we can work that out.
Yeah, I've been involved in some of those conversations, the initial conversation was, we would take it, and when I said, we have an obligation to the ratepayers that they have an asset that we have to make sure.
Right. It's paid for by the waterfront
fund.
So
slow things down a little bit, so that's something we'll have to work through, see if they want to buy a used one. And how old would be the one you're selling?
Oh, I think that is it's pretty old, 05 or something like that. That's the oldest one that we have.
Are you looking to get rid of two?
Three.
I mean, and the other option is...
And the old one that the Park and Rec was looking at hasn't been used in, at least 3 years since I've been around.
Do you know... an estimated book value on
it? I think it's about $7,000.
Really?
Yeah. About $7,000.
Is that the one that was beat up on the inside?
It's pretty beat up, but cars in general are crazy value these days.
Right now, and they're going crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, well, exactly. So Auction International, it's simple. You take some photos, they list it for you, the buyer pays the premium,
right.
And, it's crazy what the money people pay.
No, we can take it out, take them all out through that route if we can't work a deal out with another.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. Anything else on the point two? If not, we'll go down to contractual. You had a request in there for cell phone reimbursement.
Yes.
For $600 for...
For Anna, and I can explain that, literally... daily basis, many times a day, Jeff and her exchange photos of meter readings, final readings, etc. So she does use her phone all day. Looks like she's getting a pretty good salary bump, so it's probably not an issue. But sometimes I feel guilty about whatever. That's all.
Yeah, that's probably something we have to look at. If we're going to do something like that and the board is interested, it's got to be across the board.
Right, so, everyone. But if they use their phone for work, if you don't use it, I don't see the need, but if you do.
So I took it out.
Yeah, I understand.
Just so you know.
And I'd be more comfortable issuing a phone we control as opposed to reimburse, but that's a separate conversation. Can we not find another solution to sending these pictures?
Well,
can you email them to her?
Can't they?
Doesn't he have a work phone?
He does. Yeah.
Can you email them to her off the?
It's a little more complex, but yeah.
I'm just thinking.
Time wise.
Well,
I'm also
thinking, but foilable. I mean, I've gone through this where my personal cell phone's being foiled because I've got something sent to my phone.
That's a very good point.
I just don't want to see somebody say my meter's not right. How did you get up with this? Well, and then she ends up with her personal cell phone being foiled for the photo of how she got it. I'd be just concerned when. Environment we are with foiling.
Mm. We
in my personal cell phone.
We have to maintain custody of all records. And if it's in the private hands, it's a little bit of a problem. So we don't. It becomes a slippery slope. But we can look into it more. See how best to address that.
Okay.
The next category is water billing maintenance. Request was for $1,140. I plugged that in. Insurance on equipment is pretty straightforward at $12,128. That's what's in the budget. Or no, we did $12,198.
Yeah, that's based off of Dave Baker's figures.
Oh, okay. Sure. Get it to us. So we bumped it up to here. And again, we talked about painting of the water tank. We've got $210,000 in there, same amount that was in the adopted budget. Moving on to other contractual, we didn't have anything requested. Last year's figure was $687,235 in the adopted. This year's $525,000. You want to touch on that real quick?
It's based off of use for the year.
Yeah. So the total appropriation request for the CW8310 account, the total request was $433,568, and with the add-ons, it is $941,774.
Mike, do you think we're actually going to be able to get the water tower painted for that?
I hope so.
You have a lot more experience. I have none in it. So
well, just getting the spec for the painting of the thing, which is on... the agenda of the engineer, just whatever. Just okay.
Chicago Bridge and Steel still doing it?
I don't, that doesn't sound familiar to me.
They've done it work, they've done towers for us in the past.
Oh, have they?
Yeah, yeah. They built them and painted them. They may just be building them now, I don't know.
We had a quote from somebody that was pretty reasonable.
Yeah, I pulled that quote, tried to call them. They're out of business right now, so.
That's why it was so reasonable.
And it almost was like it was a third party or something.
Yeah.
But, you know, like a middleman.
Any
the
questions on the 8310 account? Where are we going now?
Both CW8330 and CW8340. There was no request, and we haven't used any of that money this year, so you put zero in.
Yep.
Everything seems to be coming out of administration.
Right.
CW9730 is the debt service. Can't really do too much about that. That's kind of set in stone.
Yeah, that's the same as
9730.
This is just our business.
Right. And so the next one is really GI8110 sewer.
GI. And beginning with personal services, that's pretty straightforward. That's water superintendent working 30 hours. Request was 1960, 3% is 1942 in the budget. Also for the assistant, request was 2698, and again, that's a little bit higher because I believe he was brought in at a higher rate than with the adopted budget last year. So he's at 2,781.
What percentage did you do for Jeff?
It's 3%. 3%. I'm checking those numbers.
Yeah. Well, not the raise, the mix between water and sewer.
Oh, I'm sorry. So what you had last year is what I maintained.
Okay.
So 95% water.
Yeah, 5%. 5%. Okay, good.
And that's the same for the clerk.
That is the same for the clerk, yes.
So it's 50-50, and then it's out of 50 right. Becomes 5, goes 45,
yes.
5, and 50.
It splits further, yes.
Gotcha.
Why would the clerk go down? In the adopted budget, we had 2025.
Because it's being split.
Oh, okay. It wasn't split.
Before.
Okay.
Not, it wasn't the same percentage. Yeah.
That makes sense. The total .1 account appropriation is $5,908. Moving down to equipment. We had industrial park pumps in there at $275. It was requested again this year, but we're doing the work on it now, right?
Yeah.
So we don't need
pumps are ordered.
Yeah, so we don't need to take it out of this budget. We're going to take it out of the 23 budget. Is that right?
I don't know. Do you carry it forward, Jeff? What's
the
typical program?
Well, we have to open a PO if we're going to take it out of this year's budget.
Yeah, we can do it if you. We could put a PO together to hold it for this using this year's money.
That's why I didn't go into budget next year.
Okay, or just use it from last year. That's okay to pay it, and it's probably going to be 2024 when they're done.
Not last year's. You mean this year's?
What's that?
You want to take funding the PO? Put a PO against 2023.
Right. Correct.
Yeah, not 2022.
Correct.
Yeah.
So we opened the PO, then legally.
So it's already open, so it's yeah, not a problem. Yeah. Understand.
Fiscally, it'll come out of a different year.
Yep, got it.
Without the PO, though, we got to buy it next year.
We did just approve more funds for this, right, last meeting? 2 weeks ago?
Yes, you approved the change order.
The change order.
Pretty recently, yes.
What it was. It's still under the 275.
Correct, yeah. So just the rails and stuff in the station were rusted, and they have to replace them with new stainless steel
and
stuff.
And then they have a panel box that was, there was a problem with the panel box. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Didn't quite fit in the building where the electric is mounted now, so they have to move some of the electrical to get the new panel in. And they couldn't make the panel smaller.
Right. So it's a big number. You're going to get the PO open with him?
No, we'll just do it, keep it the one that's already existing.
All right. Oh, because you have one already, yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh.
Yep.
Gotcha.
That's why it's zero. Moving on to miscellaneous, I plugged in a number of 68,000, but I don't remember what that was.
This is a number that Don Rhodes gave us for some equipment that needs to be purchased for the sewer department. I don't have the details on here, but I can look those up as well and share those.
Okay. We wanted to make sure, you know, we were covered with that. He thought that was the appropriate number for that. So the last year's adopted budget had $275,000 for the .2 account. This year's is $69,000. Moving on to contractual, I think I did everything that the request was. Billing program maintenance, $60, that's in there. Insurance for equipment, that's the number we're given, $642. It's up from last year of $608. And then the e-grinder pump repairs. Is this for the pumps themselves?
Yeah, it's for the pump themselves. And part of Don's 69 is going to be that as well. And that's going to be, it all depends on, you know, what happens.
Yeah. So 16,000 was the number that we were given. I plugged it in. And then the total contractual, did that come from Don, 145?
It did not. That's based off of current spending.
So, total request is $16,668, and a tentative budget figure is $161,960 for the .4 account.
Just, is there any way we could confirm with Don that that 145 contractual is going to be needed? I don't know if that was like right now because we're getting up and running and there's a lot. No, I mean, we're talking 150 grand.
So the 145 covers anything like fuel, just generic contractual, but it also includes our payments for sewer processing. So to the city of Glens Falls, for example,
okay,
we pay their bill annually. Okay. That includes that number.
I will rescind my last statement.
Any other questions on that? All right, here we head now.
Sewer debt service is GI 9730. That's based off of fiscal advisors' numbers.
Yeah, they gave us a number. We plugged it in. So for the principal band, we've got $282,720 in there.
When is that due?
It should be around September, August or September of next year.
Okay.
Yeah, that's when I did the closing.
Ready? And that should be everything.
Did you have anything else for us, Mike?
Just employee benefits. No.
Yeah, that's straightforward. We plug those numbers in based on...
Yep, percentages. Got it. Yep. Absolutely.
All right. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
No thank problem at all. Fun. Thank you, guys.
Good seeing you. Down
the court.
You're going to get fat.
I told you last time. It's like a PlayStation, my car.
That's why I get the evil eye every time I put it on the table.
Yeah. I've been good this year.
Court is A1110.
A1110?
Is it just one page?
It is going to be court, and there's also the JCAP page, A110F.
Yeah, and then the where's the revenue page?
If you go to the blue pages, which are in the back of the general fund area, it is the second blue page in the general fund area.
general fund.
It's in the same section.
What time are they? 6:45.
Oh no, they're 7. So
we ahead of schedule.
We're ahead of schedule. So billing department out there.
Anybody
see? Yeah.
I think I saw
the
beers.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Okay. Maybe they're going there.
I saw Judge McCabe's vehicle out there. I'm going to hold that.
So he will stop here at Town Hall at the end of December, but he wants to still do part-time, which is what he does at Highway. Mm-hmm. He does 2.5 hours a week, and he still wants to do that. And I told him, you know, if you get thrown out of the house, we'd love to.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how are you?
Hi.
How are you?
Hey,
how's it going?
Hello!
Why you looked a little short?
Supervisor.
Oh, where is it?
Hello.
Thanks for accommodating us. I know you're scheduled for 7. We're running a little ahead of schedule.
We were in there just talking about caseloads.
Okay. All right. We're going to start with General Fund 8-11-10, but before that, just want to give you a brief overview of the budget, which we're doing for all department heads. The town budget is projected right now with a tentative at just over $9.7 million. We use revenues, fund balances, taxes to balance it. We're anticipating just over $6.88 million in revenues collectively from all the funds. Fund balance, we're using $374,509. The amount raised from taxes will be just over $2.44 million. We stayed underneath the tax cap, as we always do, and what that does is it limits us in our spending. So what it does, it provides for an additional $58,703 in spending, staying underneath the tax cap. Tax rate will be decreased with this tentative budget from just over 0.90 cents per assessed thousand. Down to just over 0.85 cents per assessed thousand. So it's just over a 6% reduction in tax rate, piggybacking on last year's reduction rate of 4.25%. We didn't use any general fund balance to balance the general fund. I plugged in 3% across the board for salaries and for hourly rates. And I guess that's pretty much the highlights of the budget. So we'll go down through what I have in the budget. And you can see for the justices, the request was for 31,865, and 3% is 31,866. I don't know how there was a difference, but.
Different calculator.
That's what it is. Must have been a state issue one.
Yeah.
if you look at the court clerks, there's one at 41,638. Also, the second one at 41,638. Part-time clerks, the request was for 18,200. The adopted budget was 12,925 last year. I plugged it in at 13,650. And you have a part-time clerk that must work fewer hours.
Ron, he works court days.
Yeah, so based on last year's hours with the 3% raise, he's plugged in at 5,460. So the total for
On that one?
Which one?
The last one?
Yep.
It said that the adopted was 5,668, and there's a reduction of 2,000 or 1,800.
Yeah, because the hours, I don't think.
The hours were down?
Yeah, the hours were down okay. from last okay. year.
Yeah. Right? Is that what
you said? I believe so.
That's, yeah, that, I think it is. No, sure. You're right on. We're good.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I had to think about it, but no, that's a bit.
So the total for the 0.1 account, the request was $204,466. The tentative had $186,335 in it. Moving on to equipment, the request was for three computer monitors for $330. I did not put that in, a large filing cabinet for $1,800. I did not put that in. I think that's because of...
JCAP?
Yeah.
It's the JCAP.
We still would like it in there, though, just in case JCAP kind of plays with us again, because...
Did you not get...
They gave us 50% of what we needed. So...
Is this, so is that 50%?
No.
Those numbers?
No. Those are... That's full price. So, and that would cover it. We, if they'll cover 50%, then we'll take it.
So you want the whole number?
Yeah, if we could. We'd like the whole shebang.
All right, so...
It's the only equipment that we need. I mean, we're up because we still have stuff to spend for this year. And our equipment.
Can you get it out? Can you buy it this year without...
I might be able... We might be able to.
Because I'd love to not have it in there if you can buy it this year.
All right, so, okay, so the monitors are going to be covered this year.
Okay.
I know that the 330 will be covered this year.
All right.
The one file...
We'll have to reach out to PAC...
Yeah.
Jeffrey Cruz to figure out the rest.
Yeah, yeah. Work his numbers.
Because if you do it off budget, it helps.
I think we're good because we still had risers and desk chairs in there for this year's budget.
Okay.
And I think we're good. I think we should have enough left over that we might be able to cover a file cabinet.
But so
we'll try.
Planning on purchasing
maybe one file cabinet? Because we need the fireproof ones. That's the big key.
How many is the...
One, just one. Is $1,800.
So just so I'm clear, you want, you're going to buy one this year or you're not going to buy
I don't know if we'll have the $1,800 left over because of all the costs of our
okay.
printing
so,
cartridges.
So you want the $1,800.
If we could have that.
All right. That'd so, be,
and if, we can, if there's money this year,
you can work
just
your magic.
We'll do.
If not, we'll work around it, but we'll do our best.
Okay.
Yeah. You always have more file cabinets if you end up with two. I know how this is.
Yes. Oh, yeah. We buy two little ones to get one big one.
So the total contractual request is for $25,000. I've got the $25,000 in there. So moving on, the total appropriation. So the request was $231,596. The tentative has $211,335. Any questions on that?
Nope.
So go to court grant A1110F, and that's the $1,800
yeah.
for the file cabinet
and the $330.
So how does that work, Jeffrey? If we're anticipating the grant, we still got to put it in for the budget, right?
Right. So with the grant, the way that we would structure it is you put it into the this category, this with the F, and you go to the revenue page mm-hmm. and you show it the JCAP coming in. One thing we could do is if that JCAP does not become available, we could have go to the board to see if they would be amenable to moving that over to
okay.
your general.
Yeah.
But that's not a budget amendment though, right?
That would... You're not going to be increasing the appropriation in the general fund, but you're reallocating the funds that were already budgeted for if you do it that way.
Right. We're hoping to get the JCAP.
Yeah.
And I'm, to me, it seems like a reasonable amount of money for what we had budgeted and the wiggle room that we have just to leave it.
Right.
But you don't want to get it paid by the grant, fantastic. If we don't, then
we're going to try to get it.
Exactly.
Okay. This is an appropriation paid. We don't want it in both places then, right?
That's why it was not in the other side, is because it was going to be here. If this doesn't work, we could always, you guys could, by resolution, move it over to the other thing, to the other account. That's why we didn't do it that way.
Oh, you know what? All right, now I know what I did. So the reason that I didn't have it in the 1110 account is because we had it in the JCAP this
year.
That's
why I
did it.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So we'll leave that number in there, too?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
If it's an emergency, we'll give you a call. I don't have to think it will be. But.
So the total appropriation request under the court grant was $2,130, and I've got in there $2,130.
Okay.
We'll look at
I wanted to give you guys a heads up on our caseloads, too.
Oh, okay.
I gave you a caseload sheet. Our caseloads are up huge exponentially. We're up about 600 cases. That's each individual ticket included. But our CPCS, our criminal possession control substances, and the drug cases and are up by 100%.
What is it?
100%. Drugs are here. They're in every municipality. I talked to the clerk in Greenfield Center yesterday, and she told me that they're doing megawads of criminal possession control substance. So every car stop they're getting, if they're getting in the car, they're getting the drugs out of the car. So there's a lot of interdiction troopers here, troopers and deputies. So they're trying to interdict. Interdiction is where they're trying to get into the cars to make the arrests. We're seeing a huge amount of people getting arrested for CPCS evidence.
Are there more revenues because of that?
No, because they're people who are crystal meth heads and drug users, and our revenues are down because we can't get people to pay it. And that's the problem that we're having.
A lot of civil judgments.
Yeah, people are converting to civil judgments. And with bail reform and the New York State DMV reform with the tickets, where nobody pays their fines. If you look at the speeding tickets on some of the things that I showed you, gave you, the V&T law, we're down, you know, $10,000 as of last year, or probably more than that. We're down more than that from last year. So, you know, it's killing us.
There's no recourse if they don't pay.
If I plead guilty, I can plead guilty and never pay the fine, and there's no recourse on it. There's no suspension. There's no anything. Nothing.
So these files sit here. And
right.
You don't scoff anymore? Yeah.
What's that?
Scoffa, you guys don't do
can't do scoffa. Scoffa
is only if they don't appear.
Wow.
Yeah, we were getting, looks like we're getting...
our revenue's
as
down.
As recently as 2018, $150,000.
Yeah.
We're down $100,000.
Because they're telling people you don't have to pay. And now the state is setting up payment plans for even criminal stuff. But even then, if they don't pay, indigency, you can waive the surcharges. So the state has got to be, getting a huge hit on this money-wise. Because we can waive fines, we can waive fees, and we can waive surcharges.
Often. It's rare for us to waive those things.
We don't waive them.
But with that said, they still don't pay, and there's no recourse.
Nothing we can do. You can't issue a warrant for anybody for failure to pay fine anymore on any criminal matter.
It's crazy.
So the state is just, there's no responsibility, because fine is a punishment. If you don't take care of your punishment, there's no recourse. There's no responsibility for defendants anymore. The good ones, the good people, they come in and they pay. And that's including vehicle and traffic. They don't want it on their conscience and they get rid of it. But the other people are like, I don't care.
Attorneys using this to get plea deals? Yeah. Or just taking the penalty and you don't have to pay it anyways?
They're being advised by the attorneys not to pay them.
So plea.
Public defenders are doing that?
No. Oh. No. The public defenders are amazing. We have great public defenders office. Andy Blumenberg and that whole outfit. Those guys are great. This is a line from Carota. He says it in our court. Don't not do anything. He does a double negative on purpose. You got to do something. Let the court know where you are and what you're doing. He's good about it. Mm-hmm. But I know there's attorneys out there that are saying just enterably, don't worry about it.
I've never heard them say it in open court, but I would not be at all surprised if they walked out the door and told them.
Yeah. I mean, with the numbers that we're getting, the information is out there.
Let's see.
And the defendants talk to one another. The word gets out pretty fast.
So the hardworking taxpayers that get up, do their job, pay their taxes, or covering their mistakes.
Or pay their speed tickets or whatever. Everybody that's responsible. Yeah. The cops, they're arresting people, and the courts are just, we have to let them go. Yeah. They can't hold anybody. So he's seen it.
And I'll say this, our judges are amazing about coming out for arraignments. Seen it firsthand.
Which
arts across the board in law enforcement? Which
arraignments? No. So that brings up state or the county cap.
I said you. Sorry.
Sorry.
I was given a compliment
on hard stuff. Well, we're going to
cover it. No. We're good now. I'm through it.
No, we are. We're pretty prideful of how we come out for
you
the rain.
There's certain. Speak badly of anybody, but there's certain townships that everybody in law enforcement knows is great to come out, and we are one of them. I guess I'll leave it as that positive comment.
Awesome. Anything else, Chris?
Well, only that as far as the clerks, last year when we discussed raises for them, I thought we had agreed that we were going to do 5% for these clerks as a step, trying to get them up to what other townships are paying within the county. And it looks like it's a 3% on this.
It is 3%.
And it's 3% across the board.
Yes.
But my request would be to increase for the two full-time clerks at least to a 5%. Step them up. You know, there are times when we feel that this is a training ground and that they move on for more money. We don't want to lose them. These are the clerks that we have right now, I feel, are exceptional. And they really take pride in what they do, and they're learning, and they do a great job. I'd like to be able to keep them, not have it be a training ground. Part of that would be to pay them for their time and efforts.
And our caseloads are up. So they're busy.
I started at 9 o'clock this morning. I got out of here about 5 o'clock tonight, not leaving the bench. I was on that bench the whole time. I had clerks with me the whole time. A couple of them, I'm sure, went without lunch today. I don't care. I mean, I can live without lunch. I'm not too concerned about it. But it's busy here, and they are working hard. I'd like to compensate. Think about it, please.
You guys would just, please, contemplate maybe giving them a 5 instead of a 3.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You good, gentlemen?
We're all good. Otherwise.
We're all good.
Thank you.
You took my seat.
I took your seat.
My talking seat.
Oh, okay.
Hey, what
is Matt here?
What are we on now?
So we're going to move to buildings. So that's the town outside fund, starting with B.
Matt. Jeez, I'm glad I'm early. Some of got me a milkshake.
Thank you so much.
I haven't had a milkshake in a while.
We haven't had lunch today.
What are we at?
B36.
Mine's pretty easy because I know what I'm going to get. So... can we go? I see that you moved the 1,000 down into the contractual. That was the only thing for the large printer.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes.
Say it again. B?
B3620.
Is this one page?
For that one, but we'll also touch in planning and zoning.
Matthew, how are you?
I'm great. How are you? I haven't had one of these in a year and a half.
Well, you keep bringing up the point that you brought one.
Yeah. Way to rub it in. Thanks.
It's all about me. It's all about me.
All right, Matt. While you're having your shake, I just want to give you an overview on the budget so all departments know what's going on. The tentative budget proposes to spend just over $9.7 million. To balance it, we're projecting revenues of just over $6.88 million. We utilized just over $374,000 in fund balance collectively, and that means that we are raising just over $2.44 million in taxes. The budget stays under the tax cap. We've never broken through the tax cap since I've been doing budgets. But what that does is it limits our increase in spending to $58,730 over last year from a taxing standpoint. So with that, a tentative budget proposes to decrease the tax rate from just over 0.90 cents per assessed thousand down to $0.85 per thousand, and that's just over 6%. Reduction in tax rate, piggybacking on last year's 4.25% reduction in tax rate. We don't use any general fund balance to balance the budget. And we put in, I put in 3% across the board raises for employees, salary, and the equal corresponding rate or amount for 3% with hourly wage earners. So, with that, we'll start with B3620, the building inspector. And what that means is the tentative budget has $63,315 for salary. The request was for $64,544. Moving on to the full-time billing department clerk, the request was for $42,446. Corresponding 3% raise is $41,638. And then moving over to the part-time code enforcement officer, the request was for $20,580, works out to $20,330 for 3% increase. Overall, a 0.1 account request was $127,670, and tentative budget has $125,283 in it. Moving to equipment, the request was for scanner laser fiche in the amount of $1,500. I put that in to... We had it last year. Did we not buy it last year?
We did not.
Can you buy it this year?
I'm working with Leah on that whole thing. So I think it's 2025, but I'm not 100% sure.
So you need that money.
Right. That's why I left it in there.
Okay. All right. That's fine. Bookshelves.
It's like something. We can get the equipment, but we can't hook up anything, so there's no sense in getting anything yet.
Okay.
I don't know if Leah talked to you about that.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, we're just, I mean, if we have money left over in this year's budget, we're just trying to buy items for next year's budget just to reduce our...
And that's why I left it in there.
All right. And then bookshelves, request was for 1,000. I put it in there, but we had also had it in the adopted budget. Is that something you can buy this year?
Yeah, I think we... definitely can use them, you know, the big ones for the
can you order it before the end of the year, you think
it'd be possible? Yeah,
because if you can do that, we can take that out of the budget.
Okay.
If we spend it this year, we're better off.
I understand that,
carrying
yeah.
it forward.
So is everybody okay taking that out with the anticipation that it's going to be purchased this year?
Yeah, there's no time bound to, like, the first item. It's
right,
got some.
Okay, so we'll remove that. Moving down to computers, the request was for $2,580. I put that in there. We had it in the adapted budget. Is this the same situation?
With the laser fiche,
yep.
Yes.
Okay.
And I know that you took Leah's out, so I left it in there. So
is
we can still...
We had it in there twice. So we did?
Leah had some money in there.
I thought that this was separate from...
Nope, that was kind of inclusive with the laser fiche. That's why I left it in there.
So okay. She didn't say anything when we went to her budget.
Well, I said something to her today, and she said, yeah, because it's not in her budget. I said, well, it's
You're buying it.
Right.
But there's enough money, so you're both going to have a laser fiche.
Correct.
Okay, all right, that's fine. I don't know if we can... It's going to be between two departments. Oh, it's coming out of the...
We would split it.
So you'd have to split it legally.
Yeah, right.
Yep. All right, so make a note to make sure it's split evenly between building and assessor, because they're town outside versus general, right?
I don't know anything about it other than right now it just feels like maybe you and Jeff and Matt should all have a... I'm sorry, you and
Leah
and Matt
yeah,
all have a conversation together.
We should.
All right, so we'll, if everybody's okay with it, we'll... set the necessary amount aside between 50-50 between the two respective accounts.
But that's why I left it in there, because that was the initial.
All right. Moving on to miscellaneous and training. Request was for $2,500. I put that in. So move down to contractual. Laser fiche. Request was for 21. I put that in there. For mandatory training, 1500. That's in there. Request for scanner plotter was 1500. That's in there. Business automation. That's pretty cut and dried.
IPS. Yeah.
Yeah. 3500. That number's plugged in there. And office contractual was 12,000, same as last year, and I put that number in as well. So the total appropriation request for the 3620 account was 155,750, and the amount in attendive is 153,463.
Minus those adjustments.
Yeah, minus the necessary adjustments.
And the bookshelves. Yeah.
Which will be automatic once they get assigned. All right, any questions on that?
That's good.
Next one.
B8010.
Zoning. Let's see here. This is for the zoning update and comprehensive master land use plan. We've got 35,000 in there for request. I put that in. Zoning administrator, which is 80% of the time, comes out of zoning. 54,400 by contract with our zoning administrator, and then other contractual the figure was 10,000. I plugged that in at 10,000, same as last year. So total appropriation request was 99,400, and that's the number that's in the tentative budget.
Where's the other 20% go?
Into planning. The next guy.
Okay.
So B8020, planning.
Which is planning. Similarly, RFP subdivision regulations. The request is for 20,000. I plugged that in. Zoning administrator, which is the remaining 20% of the salary or contract price. The request is 13,600. That number is in there at the same. So total contractual is 20,000 request. That's in there at 20,000. So overall appropriation request for the 8020 account. The request was 53,600, and that's what I put in. 53,600.
Is the subdivision regulations section there, is that tied to the whole comp update, getting the comp plan? What is the RFP subdivision regulations for 20 grand in 8020?
I'm not 100% sure. That's Jim Martin's.
Jim Martin's provided that number.
He's working on.
Is that tied back to the zoning update comp planning?
Yes.
Right.
Where are the rates for the planning board and the zoning board members? Or is that just.
That's.
Contract.
It's included in the contractual.
Yeah, in the contractual. We don't break it out individually.
I mean, I've said it on the record before. I am supportive of paying those members the amount of work that they're putting in, specifically the planning board, the amount of work that's going in front of them with the amount of projects. I would be for upping their stipend. Is that correct?
They get paid per meeting.
Per meeting. I think it would be a possible quick discussion. I would be more than happy to double what they are. I mean, I think they're getting 70,
60, and 50.
60 and 50. A meeting.
I think we bumped it up a little bit, right? $5.
Not in this budget.
Not in this budget. Did we bump it up last year? I don't believe so.
We did it the year before, I believe.
Year before.
Yeah. It's no budget I've ever been a part of, and the amount of work that they are putting in right now. And it's almost that it's a volunteer job. I would at least like to cover their cost of, you know, coming here for the meetings and using their own internet service and et cetera at their house to get back and forth on these emails. I think doubling it to 100 and 120 is more than justified for the work they're putting in. Again, just my opinions. If I'm outvoted or not to it, that's fine too.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't disagree with the time putting in there. You know, this is. My personal belief is, you know, we need to do a better job on establishing our rates for project reviews and things like that with our fee schedule. And if we modify that, then you can do that, because this is town outside, which, you know, we're hemorrhaging in town outside because we're spending more money in that account than we can take in with fees, because we haven't done a revamp or an overhaul on those fee schedules, and I can't even remember the last time. So, to your point, yes, that's something we can do, but I think you have to have a corresponding rate change in that for fees. And I know we've been looking at that. I think there's a schedule out there.
Yeah, I saw a modified schedule and it got tabled, I remember. Yeah. All right, is that something we could bring up? Would that be a budget change in the middle of the year if we adopted the fees and gave the boost then?
So, no. If you're going, the rate, the paid amount per meeting would take effect January 1. So, you know, if you had a new fee schedule in place before January 1, like, you're okay.
I saw the proposed one that I believe I spoke with you about at some point.
Yeah, I can't remember.
I would be more than happy to dig into that before the first of the year and get something to the board and make these changes.
You have it.
I was very comfortable with what was provided, and it was being familiar with the area, it was...
Reasonable.
So, as an aside, can you get that out to the board members for review and comment? And we can get that on an agenda coming up for the end of the year. So, in the interim, what do you want to do for numbers? I mean, you expressed your opinion. The only concern I have is because this has happened, is I don't have a problem paying somebody for a meeting. But when they get up and leave before the meeting is done, I do have a problem with that. So I think with the rate, we must have corresponding verbiage that for staying for the entire meeting.
I'm fine with that. And I think we are paying them for more than just the meeting. The amount of packets and work that they're getting to get brought home on their own time, yeah. I think that's important too. So I do agree. I you are representing the town. If you're going to come and if we have people in front of you, you should be there the whole time. I agree with you 100%. I'd be comfortable in wording that however you want. But again, I think I've stated my stance. I think 100 to 120 is more my stance.
So the chairs typically, well, they do get, what, $10 more?
They are $60 a meeting.
So what would be the chair rate?
I would say the chair rate would be just double them both. The chair rate would be 120, and the
so double what we're paying now.
Correct. That'd be my recommendation, and I'm up for discussion. Again, that's just my reasonable stance.
You know what that would be? You know what the total is for the year right now? What we pay? Well, I guess it depends whether they're at the meeting or not. Right?
It does. It depends on how many members are currently sitting on the boards.
Yeah. And we do.
I
have
get a figure for that too, though. I could base it off of this year's numbers and show you what that would look like.
All right, make a note, get that information, provide it to the board members, so we know exactly what that's going to do for the fee fund.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Yeah, I have no clarity on the zoning board, but I can only speak to the short time I was on the planning board. It's an extensive amount of work.
Yeah, bulk of the work is being done by the planning board.
That's where I would...
So it's not like... It's going to be a huge. I don't think it's going to be a huge hit because it's not across the board.
No, and that's where I think I see the zoning board hasn't had a meeting in a little while here. Yeah. So I just because of just nobody being there. Right. Again, I'll speak with council about it. I have no problem jumping on Jeffrey's pay schedule. Out of all board members, maybe I might be one for discussion. But to obtain, I am in front of this building department quite often, and being quite a bit of fees in this town as well. So. Go back to council.
So why don't you plug the number that change into it, see what it does to the budget.
Okay.
Right.
Anything else?
I was honestly surprised at how little they get paid when I first came on the board. That's all they get paid for that? Because I know some of these people actually go out into the field and look at things, like you said, it's more than just sitting in a meeting for 2 or 3 hours.
Oh, no.
Even sitting in a meeting for 2 or 3 hours.
For
$50,
sure.
Are you kidding me? With the aggravation sometimes and the chaos. And
I'll say this, having been in front of both of them very recently, they do dive into it. They're very detail-oriented. They're looking at it for the first time when you're sitting in front of them. It's very clear.
I think it's time.
What else?
One more, B-8540, which is drainage of stormwater.
Yeah, that's pretty straightforward. So the request under contractual was for $200. I put the $200 in.
Do we have to pay? Oh, the clerk's not there. Right? She's not, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any intention to do that?
I'm sorry.
Is there any intention to send her to that? Because right now, Mass are only...
He's our officer.
And then it was...
Well, do we have the woman that Highway take over?
No. We transferred it.
It's all for him right now?
Because most municipalities, it's the building department.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Anything else, Matt?
I don't believe so. Pete did mention something about, were you considering full-time position for the code enforcement? And we discussed it briefly, but I said I'd bring it up. And that's...
Yeah, I only have him in at his current, what, 20 hours?
I understand, but I said I would bring it up, so it goes on the record.
What...
is there a possibility?
Well, is there a workload that warrants it? I mean, I don't know what it is. I haven't looked at it. I didn't look at his most recent worksheet.
Well, the other thing, too, is he is certified. So if I take a vacation, I have to train him to do my job as far as inspections, because he really doesn't know what to look for.
I'm sorry, say he is or is not certified?
He is certified with New York State.
Okay.
So if I were to take a vacation, if I train him, he could do inspections.
So,
and he is asked to do that.
So the problem is, if we go with any position, we go full-time.
I understand, yeah.
We go benefits, retirement,
yep.
You know, there's a...
Oh, I do. I understand that. And that's why I just said I'd bring it up. And maybe for a further discussion.
This is our weakest fund, so...
And that's why if you could change the... You know, we did that for the permit. The permit fees across the board... It might justify getting a full-time position.
Yeah, I think.
I don't know.
I think
what
the first step
would
be to get the fees in place. And
exactly.
See what the revenues are, and then you could do a budget amendment.
I agree 100%. And see what happens after a year, and then go from there.
Yeah. Is there any way to word it? Not necessarily this budget, but is there any way that when he is acting in that role as a building inspector? And would it fall in a different category to not make him full-time, because I believe full-time has to do with a lot of scheduled hours.
So to make him full-time, we got to go through the civil service process.
Right.
And but if he's just working in that category, say as a stipend, because Matt's on vacation for a week and he's covering that week, and we're not changing his job as code enforcement, but he's actually getting a stipend, say. Because here's what I'll say, knowing in it. Matt goes on vacation. The builder's calling an inspection, and if nobody's here to do it, the inspection doesn't get done.
Well,
we have a 24-hour.
Worked out with other communities, are we not doing that?
Well,
when you're gone,
the person that I had
is
no longer doing it.
Oh.
So this is a real concern with the amount of building that's going on right now and the amount of commercial projects that's going on, that if Pete can be trained to cover his days off, Matt's more than entitled to be off and not have to worry about this place. I would be interested in heading down that category, maybe not now, but that's just general discussion.
Get the rates in place and see if we can get the revenue up. I will tell you that when we interviewed him, there was some discussion, not that we ever made any commitment, but in the future, if we ever got ourselves in a spot where we might need an assistant building inspector, we liked him because he had the certifications.
Mm-hmm.
That was a discussion we had during hiring. No commitments.
Yeah.
But that's kind of the strategy. If we could get enough revenue, if we were busy enough, but I don't know, again, how that works to your question.
No, like I said, I'm not looking to bring code enforcement full-time right now, but I'm looking at maybe a stipend, like, you know, we have the line in there for a transfer manager, right? Maybe a line item that just covers that section for his weeks off.
Yeah, you're probably better off going with the title assistant building inspector.
There's several lines.
And if you're going to go full-time, that's a lot more, a lot cleaner than
right.
And I think you run afoul of the civil service law if you do that crazy stuff. You know, I have to run it by legal, but you know, if the revenues are there, I think it's much better to go, and then you do have coverage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with an official representative of the town has the authority to sign off.
If he was assistant building inspector, I'm just saying if. He could still have the responsibility of code enforcement, because when we hired you, you had that as part of your job description. I know we made changes afterwards, but
sounds like we got some fees to look at and move forward.
I just wanted to bring it up because the way I take my vacations, it's 2 days here, 2 days there, and they're mostly golf trips, to be honest. So, you know. And a lot of them are in the wintertime.
If you're still in the area, we'll just call you up.
But I do that. I do inspections on my days off.
Yeah, so there's ways around it, and the majority of the builders here work with
how I do it.
All right. Anything else?
I don't know. I'm good.
All right. So that's our
thank
last,
you, sir.
Last
you can put these in your shape.
No, I'm good.
appreciate it. appreciate everyone's